pianist's name was Rube Bloom. And we heard that futuristic rag. Rube was a frequent accompanist with a lot of torch singers in the 1920s and 1930s. Rube Bloom. Before that, Love. Gary Rolls on guitar. I forget the name of the drummer, but wow. Love Is More Than Words or Better Late Than Never from their double album Out Here. James Knupp. I don't know anything about him except the song I'm Amazed. We heard the Ray Silikonoff Singers from the old Incorrect Music show, Michelle Boulay, may she rest in peace, Sport Murphy, Amy Anderson, and the host of the show. And the music was by Wes Paich, the music bed recorded by Wes Paich. We heard The Answer, GE Silicones. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim again, we heard the Gus Bodenheim, closing out the Gus Bodenheim trifecta for this show, talking about Maxwell Bodenheim's classic poetry. Maxwell, of course, was his late brother, the poet. My name's Irwin, back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dinner at Andy's featuring the Felician University cheer dance team.
Pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, these days you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to live. Dinner at Andy's waits for you. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, and these days you probably do, call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Andy's waits for you.
Welcome. Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, the radio stunt program for the now generation. I'm your co-host, station manager Ken.
And I'm Andy. And hey girls, you want to say hi to me in a certain, in a special way with your first cheer? Okay.
What did you say?
Ken, this is something I should have done long, long, long ago.
What is that, Andy?
Done
what?
You'll see in a second. Okay. 2, 3, go!
Every time Andy comes around, you know how he gets down.
That's right.
He stays untouched.
That's
so
right.
He's always ready. Every time Andy comes around.
That's right, Ken.
You know how he gets down.
I get down.
He stays untouched.
I'm untouched.
So he's always ready.
I'm always ready.
He's always ready.
I'm always ready.
He's always ready. He's always ready.
Woo! Now, just to be fair, now we'll hear from Ken's cheerleaders.
I wasn't able to...
Your mistake. Big mistake, buddy. You don't have any?
Yeah, I didn't think you were really going to get cheerleaders.
Well, I brought the squad from Felician University.
Golden Falcons?
The Golden Falcons. That's right. And we'll introduce them all a little later. It was actually our ace producer, Heather, who found them. But I'm ready now. I'm ready to do a show. My energy will not flag. I will not lose the will to live. I have a secret weapon, Ken. And that secret, what do you call the squad, guys? What do you call yourselves?
It's the Felician University cheer dance team.
Yes.
There it is.
Felician's finest, to be honest.
Well, but as of today, you're the Breckmanettes, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's us. Yeah. So, you want to do another? Wait, let's hear from the Breckmanettes one more time. Okay, number two, girls, whatever number two is. Okay, this one. Yeah, they're choosing their cheers.
Yeah, well, you've got to cheer for everything that might happen tonight.
I've covered every possible contingency.
Including me winning?
Oh, well, I didn't even think of that. That wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Okay, ready to go.
He has the power to take control.
Let's go, Andy.
Let's go, Andy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He has the power
That's right.
take control.
That's right.
Let's go, Andy.
Let's go, Andy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He has the power to take control.
That's what I needed.
This is something you've always wanted to do, Andy?
It didn't even occur to me until a couple of weeks ago, but as of now, I can't imagine doing a show without it. How do people do a show without it?
This is going to give you the edge on the program tonight?
I think so. Or at the very least, I won't mind losing as much. It won't bother me as much.
All right.
It'll soften the landing.
The topic of the show is who died first?
Oh, let me see. Oh, hey, we're on the... Hey, if you want to see our the Breckmanettes, there's a picture of them. Erwin just posted. Thanks, Erwin. Everybody say thanks to Erwin.
Thanks, Erwin.
That's how you do it. There's a picture on... Wait, how can they get to that picture?
Just go to WFMU.org and click on playlist and comments.
And you'll see your beautiful faces.
And the topic is who died first, and we want people to call up 201-209-9368 with a pair of celebrities, both of whom are dead, and then Andy and I have to guess who died first. And we expect you to know the right answer when you call.
Now, I'll start off with, I think I told you the hardest one is the author Aldous Huxley. How do you pronounce his name?
Aldous Huxley?
No, I know Aldous. I mean Huxley. How do you pronounce that?
Huxley.
Huxley, yeah. Aldous Huxley and JFK. They both died on the same day.
Oh.
But who died first?
Well, you don't even know that.
No, no one knows.
No, you don't know that. You don't know what time they died.
The ultimate trivia question is who else died on November 22, 63? The answer is Huxley. But no one knows who died first. I know Kennedy died mid-afternoon.
Yeah, so chances are that Huxley probably died first.
Because there were more hours in the day?
Yeah, 15 hours.
Yeah, that's what I would bet.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't know but how would you know what time Huxley died? There's no article online that would tell you that.
You'd have to dig deep.
Yeah, you'd have to go into the weeds.
The chat board so far is saying JFK died first.
Oh.
All right, we're ready with our first call.
We don't argue with the chat board. I'm too smart to argue with our chat board. Okay, we're at 201-209-9368, and call us up. And the idea, girls... I'm talking to the Breckmanettes. People are going to call in this two famous people who passed away. And Ken and I have to tell them who passed away first. Okay? So it's kind of like a trivia question. Now,
and,
Ken,
and you're going to be keeping score?
I'll keep score. Ken has the advantage because he's smarter than I am. But I have the cheerleaders. Okay. So here we go. It's our first call. So wish me luck, girls. Do it. Let's do a cheer.
Okay.
This is what I need. Get myself pumped up.
Yeah. You can't rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. So don't try to rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. So don't try to rock like Andy.
Woo! You want to hear something funny, girls? Ken thinks he can rock like Andy.
No.
I know. He makes me laugh.
That one was geared specifically to me.
Yeah, it was.
I can't rock like you.
Yeah, they want to remind you of that. Maybe that'll rattle you.
Huh.
Yeah, let's see how we do. Let's take the first call. 201-209-9368. Who died first is the game. Andy, Ken.
And you're on the air, contestant number one.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, thanks.
There's a guy
Michael
talking.
Nesmith or Peter Tork?
Oh, great
one. Peter Tork or Mike Nesmith?
Okay, two monkeys died. Oh, hi, Fanny. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for coming. Our other coach just walked in. Peter, wait, you can't look it up, Ken.
No, I'm not. I'm just getting Wikipedia.
Did you see that? Did you see that, girls?
We have
a trivia question. The first thing he did is go to Wikipedia.
But I haven't looked anything up on Wikipedia. That's just the
whole. Do you guys have an honor code at the school?
I know the answer.
Do you?
Professor, you can't use
that's right. That's right. You can't use Wikipedia. I wish we had an honor code here at the station. I've been asking for one for years. Okay. Michael Nesmith or Peter Tork? Who do you think?
I know that you want me to guess first. How is this going to work? Do you write down an answer and I write down an answer? Because I know this
okay.
one.
Well, let's write that. Just write down T or N.
I already wrote down the whole name.
Who died first?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Peter Tork died first.
Yeah, Peter Tork did die first.
Okay, he did?
Yeah,
you
caller?
Know that for a fact?
Yep. Caller, did we both get it right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. But here for extra points, who deserved to die first?
How do you judge
Michael
that?
Michael Nesmith.
Why? He was a great songwriter.
He date raped my sister.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. You can't make that up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't make that up.
Thanks, okay. Caller. All right, so what
okay, hey guys, it's
a
tie.
A cheer for
each
a tie?
Got a point, but I got a point. I didn't lose to Ken, so let's hear a cheer. That's not bad. I'm holding my own. Status quo. We're neck and neck. Okay, cheer number whatever this cheer is. Listen to this, Ken.
I'm listening.
Okay.
He'll take down Kenny when he comes his way. What did we say? Andy, don't play. He'll take down Kenny when he comes his way. What did we say?
What did they say?
Andy, don't
I don't play,
play
Ken.
He'll take down Kenny.
I'll take down Kenny.
Way.
Yeah. Okay, that should rattle them.
These are being kind of mean to me.
201-209-9368. Exactly. They're the Breckmanettes. We'll hear from your cheerleaders when they arrive. I guess they're stuck in traffic.
I actually couldn't find a cheerleading squad that was willing to do it for me.
Yeah.
How did you manage to get the Felician University cheer dance team?
I got Heather drunk. That's
uh-huh.
the first step.
Okay.
And she made some calls.
Yeah. And the instruction was to get a cheerleading squad to cheer for you.
Yeah.
Not for both of us.
That wouldn't make sense. I did the legwork. I called Heather.
Yeah, it's true. We are two different teams.
Yeah, that's true. It wouldn't make sense if they're cheering for both. Okay, we're ready with the next call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, two deceased celebrities who died first. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Lieber and Stoller.
Ooh.
Ooh, good one. Songwriters, Lieber and Stoller.
All right, I'm ready with my guess.
Did they? Is it? Maybe it's a trick question. Maybe they died together. Maybe it was a head-on collision. Okay, well, this is a complete guess on my part. You're ready with your guess?
Yep.
Okay, I'll say Stoller.
Oh, well, if you're going to say Stoller, then I'm going to say Lieber.
Okay.
Caller?
Lieber died in 2011.
I win!
Hasn't died yet.
I win, and I take the lead.
Yet. Okay, oh. Hey, guys, I've lost the lead. What do we have to say? Hold on, here we go.
We have one for Ken.
Okay, we have one.
B. Oh! Boo, Ken!
Yeah, exactly.
Ken!
Boo-ked.
Boo.
Oh,
yeah.
Boo-ked.
Exactly right.
Ken.
Yes.
Boo-ked.
Exactly.
Ken.
Could you hear that, Ken?
They should be cheering me. I'm in the lead.
No, but they're on my side of the court. They're the Breckmanettes. 201-209-9368. So that was a little bit of a trick question because Lieber hadn't died yet.
Yeah, Lieber's still working.
So we don't know who died first. They both haven't died.
No, Stoller died.
Yeah, but Lieber hasn't died, so the contest isn't done.
But Stoller already died.
But you don't know when Lieber will die.
Yeah, but Stoller died first. Nothing's going to change that.
What are you talking? No. Lieber is still alive, Ken.
Yeah.
So what's his date of death? You don't know. Question mark. You don't know.
It's in the future.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. Okay, this is too much.
Stoller's date of death is in the past.
Ken, it's a trick question. 201-209-9368. It shouldn't have counted. Because there's not enough information.
There is enough information.
There is not enough information. We don't have a date of death.
No, because one is alive and one is dead. So the one who is dead.
Girls, who's right here? Me or Ken? Andy!
Andy.
That's right. Let's hear another cheer. Okay, here we go.
5, 6, 7, 8. A-N-D-Y. Andy is our main guy.
Main guy.
Ken, less than 10. Drake called and said no new friends.
Woo! So I'm less than 10.
You're less than 10.
And I make no new friends.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank God, girls, Ken has no feelings. Otherwise, he might get hurt. We're at 201-209-9368.
We're playing Who Died First, and caller number 3, you're on the air.
Oh, is that me? You hear me?
That is you. Yes.
It is you.
Oh, long time. I can't believe I got through.
Can't believe you got through. Hey, he says he loves the show, girls. Isn't that great?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. And what are the celebrities, our deceased celebrities?
Okay. You got Macho Man Randy Savage and The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, these are two wrestling stars.
Yes.
Okay. That's not an arena, no pun intended, that I'm familiar with.
So Macho Man and The Ultimate Warrior.
Are they both dead?
Yes. They were both the cream of the crop.
Are they both equally dead?
Yes.
Okay, they're both very, very dead. 100%
dead. They don't even know it. That's how dead they are.
They don't even know they're dead.
I'm okay. ready with my
guess. This is just a flip of the coin here for me.
Yeah, why?
Because I've never heard of either one.
You've never heard of Macho Man Randy Savage?
No, when did he die?
I don't know, but I'm guessing Ultimate Warrior died first.
Okay, I'll say the other guy. Randy Savage died
first.
I say Macho Man died first.
Randy Savage died first. Macho Man.
There it is. Andy got a point, guys. Thank you very much. We got another cheer for me.
Thanks, caller.
Andy, he's our goat. Candy looks just like a toad. Andy, the best, we all know that. Candy will never be like the rest.
Woo! There you go.
Yeah, Andy.
They compared me to a toad.
Yeah.
In that cheer.
Well, toads are cute, aren't they? Toads are not the worst animal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, toads are okay. Yeah, my gosh. Yeah.
All right, phone number is 201-209-9368, and we're playing Who Died First. We want you to call in with two dead celebrities.
It's Andy versus the toad.
Hi, you're on the air. It's you.
It's you. You love the show.
Hey, two of you are awesome.
Thank you.
That's my wife, Beth. Say hi, Beth. Hey, Beth.
Oh, my God.
Beth, we have...
pick me up.
Yeah, Beth. Beth, set the table. We're going to have 8 friends for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, this is... My wife is going to give us a question.
Truman or Eisenhower?
Oh, okay. Oh, President Truman or President Eisenhower?
Yeah.
Who died first?
I know.
You do?
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna say Truman.
Oh, it is Truman.
Well, I know he was president first, so...
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing he was older.
Yeah, I remember when Eisenhower died. I don't remember when Truman died. So.
Okay, honey, are we right?
You're both wrong. Well, Eisenhower predeceased Truman.
Oh, we're both wrong. But I wasn't more wrong than Ken. It was a kind of a watch. So, let's hear a cheer for me. Okay. I didn't lose ground.
Sink or swim, do or
or die. Come on, Andy, break that tie. Sink or swim, do or die. Come on, Andy, break that tie.
Woo! Hey, can my wife borrow one of your cheerleader outfits? For later?
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right,
it's 2-2. We're neck and neck. How are we going to break this tie?
Don't worry. It'll take care of itself.
201-209-9368. Let's say, okay, here we go.
Playing Who Died First? You're on the air.
Oops, hi. Sorry, I got to turn down the volume. Hi, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, hey, Pam. How are things? Oh. Hi. Listen, I just want to hit pause for a second. If you're listening to us from Florida, by any chance, we have some listeners in Florida. This is not a joke. Sometimes Ken and I joke around, but there's a hurricane heading your way.
It's not heading their way.
It's heading right up. I was watching the news last night. It's heading right through the Gulf, right up towards you.
It made landfall.
This is not a bluff. This is not a joke.
No, it actually made
landfall. Turn on the news. There's a hurricane.
Yeah, made landfall near Cape Coral.
Ken seems to have some updated information. What is this, Ken?
Yeah, made landfall.
It did.
Yeah, a really bad hurricane.
Yeah, it's on its way to you. Yes. Yes, Pam.
Do you have a cheer for your most favorite caller?
Well, we can't. I personally do, but we can't. The girls didn't. The girls didn't. Oh, the girls didn't work.
Then why don't you do your Pam cheer?
Okay, it goes like this: Pam, Pam, she's the best, and Ken's a toad. That's my cheer.
Okay. Maybe you should make it rhyme.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken's such a pest. How about that?
Okay.
Or Andy, he's a load.
Yeah.
And as for Ken, he's a toad.
Wait, but a load sounds kind of negative.
Yeah, exactly.
A load is something that you might.
Yeah, I'd rather be a toad negative, than a load.
I'd rather be a toad than a load.
Yeah, a toad can hop around.
Yeah, a load just gets flushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point, Ken. This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into today.
Exactly.
It's the load versus the toad here at FMU.
Okay, Pam, have you got a pair of celebrities?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Larry Linville and Walter Matthau.
Larry Linville from MASH, the actor.
Yep.
But did he die while he was on MASH? Good question, Andy. I don't know the answer. And then Walter Matthau, of course, the movie star.
I don't know the first guy. He was on the TV show.
You would recognize him. He was a character on MASH. That's a weird one. It's an unusual combo. All right, I'm going to say Walter Matthau died first.
Then I'm going to take Larry.
You're going to take Larry Linville?
Yep.
And Pam, do we know the answer to this?
Yeah, we do.
It's Larry.
Ken wins.
Ken wins, guys. Okay, I need some cheering up.
Okay. They both died in 2000. Larry died in April and Walter in July.
I guess after Larry died, Walter had no reason to continue living.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, Pam, you're the best. I'm a load. I don't even remember where we landed. Ken's a toad and I'm a load. Okay.
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay, bye.
Okay, guys, I'm now behind. I need some cheering up. This is an emergency. Okay.
Get fired up, Andy. Woo! Woo! Get fired up, Andy. Ooh la la, ooh la la. Hey, get fired up, Andy. Woo! Woo! Get fired up, Andy. Ooh la la, ooh la la. Hey! Woo!
Now are you scared, Ken?
Yeah, you seem all energized from that.
You can't. There's something about having cheerleaders. I never was an athlete in school, but now I get it. The cheerleaders really help. 201-209-9368. It is 3-2.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it
and
either.
You love the show.
I love this show.
Oh, God bless you and your work.
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur. Okay. TV's Maude.
Maude.
That was the best show. Andy Griffith.
Oh, great one.
Ooh.
Great one.
Okay.
Who died first, B. Arthur or Andy Griffith?
Matlock. Was he Matlock?
He was Matlock.
Yeah. I'm ready with my guess.
I'm ready with my guess. I think Andy Griffith died first.
I think B. Arthur died first.
And
Ken's got it.
I got it.
Oh, no. I'm behind.
Running away with it.
Oh, I really am a load. Guys, I need your help.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, is there anything you can do for me? I'm turning to my secret weapon, Ken.
Oh, you mean the Felicia University cheer dance team?
No, no. I mean, they couldn't make it. The Breckmanettes are here. Okay.
Ready? Let's go, Andy!
Let's go, Andy!
Let's go!
Let's go!
He has the power to take control.
Yep.
Let's go, Andy! Let's yep. go, Andy! Let's go!
Let's go!
He has the power to take control.
Go Golden Falcons!
Do you have the power to take control?
I'm already in control.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah. You have twice the number of points as me. I really do feel like a load.
What's the score? 4-2?
I forget.
We're playing Who Died First? We want you to call us at 201-209-9368 with a pair of celebrities, both of whom are dead. And you got to know which one died first.
And we're here with the cheer squad from Felician University. We'll introduce the girls at half past, at 6:30, guys. We'll take a break, a halftime show, and we'll say hello to the team.
Hi, you're on the air.
You guys want a couple good ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two musicians both died in the same year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We got Earl Gardner.
Earl Gardner.
Earl Gardner.
Earl Gardner.
Jazz pianist. And Elvis Presley.
I
heard of him.
Ah, okay.
Well, do you remember what month Elvis Presley... Hey, do you guys remember what month Elvis died?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You remember the month?
Yeah, I do remember the month. August.
Oh, well, that doesn't help. Then it's the 50-50 chat.
It was August 1977.
Yeah, remember the day?
Yeah. No, it was mid-August, though. I was watching Star Trek when I heard the news.
I was in the bathroom with Elvis, I remember.
So I'm going to have to... Really?
Yeah. I was saying, you don't look so good.
So you could have saved his life.
In hindsight, 2020, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, how long are you going to be? I was knocking on the bathroom door. Hello? Hello? You've been in there like all day. Elvis? That was me.
How long were you knocking?
I was knocking for 95, almost 2 hours. Hello?
Maybe you should have just...
Jesus Christ, what are you doing in there?
You should have broken the door down. You might have saved his life.
I now realize that, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say Earl Garner died first.
I'm going to say Elvis died first.
Ken, thanks that Earl went in January.
Wait, but that was pure luck. You had no idea.
No, because Elvis died in August. So the odds are there were more months before than after. The odds are that Earl Garner would have died first.
Guys, I need you. Guys, look at the score. 5-2.
Thanks, caller. That was a good one.
I know. These girls are wishing they were on your team, I know. you guys are on the losing team. Okay, here we go.
You still have time to come back.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, guys, what do we have? You can repeat them, by the way. If you repeat them enough, I'll be able to join in. Okay.
You know what he do? Let's go, Andy!
Yep.
Let's go, Andy!
Yep.
Let's go, Andy!
Yep.
You know what he do?
You know what I do?
Let's go, Andy!
Yep.
Let's go, Andy!
Yep.
Let's go, Andy!
Yep, exactly.
You know what he do?
Let's go, Andy!
Go, Golden Falcons!
They don't even have to tell you what I do because everyone knows what I do. That's how in control I am.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Yes, it does.
You were the fish we wanted to catch.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be caught. We have two legends, entertainment legends.
Okay.
Michael Jackson and Ed McMahon.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one. Michael Jackson and Ed McMahon.
Boy, I remember when Michael Jackson died. I don't remember what month it was, though.
I remember when Ed McMahon died. It was a day like any other. I was driving down Route 80.
When I got
the news, I had to pull over. I was so shaken up. In fact, every car on the highway just pulled over.
I was right here when Michael Jackson died. We were the first station in New York to play Michael Jackson's music after he died.
I feel like you're giving an alibi to a cop. Officer, I was nowhere near the scene. I was on the air. I can prove it. All right, so Ed McMahon or Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson died first.
I'm gonna say Ed McMahon.
Okay. And caller, do we know the answer?
Ed McMahon passed away 2 days before Michael Jackson.
There you go. There you go.
I can't stand it.
See, everybody remembers when Michael Jackson died, but
you're
the only one who remembers when Ed McMahon died.
I was pretty shaken.
Yeah.
I was still grieving when Michael Jackson died. It was only 48 hours later. It was a double whammy for me. Okay, girls.
Thanks, caller. That was a
girls,
good one.
Girls, look at the score. 6-2.
Oh, no.
What can we do? What would you do if your basketball team was down like this at the half? You'd have to cheer like the with all your heart. Cheer like you never cheered before.
Come on, guys.
I need you. Okay, here we go. Okay, they're deciding on a cheer. Hang on, Ken. This one's going to rock your world, Ken.
Yeah, you need some help here.
I know I do.
In your face.
In your face.
At first you thought he could not score and that he could not take no more.
That's right.
And once you thought and he had enough,
yep.
Ooh, he dropped that knowledge stuff. He said, yep. In your face.
In your face, Ken.
That one was pro me, I think.
No.
But you're losing.
No, but that's true.
You're not dropping any knowledge stuff at all.
I'm dropping it as in dropping it on the floor. Yeah, you're
right.
All right,
so why don't we meet the members of the Felician University cheer dance team?
Why don't we go around, and because if I mispronounce a name, I'll feel terrible. So why don't we go around and everybody say your name.
Yes, just lean into the microphone when you introduce yourself.
And then if you want to do a shout-out to a family or friends, you have a second here. First, you want to meet the coaches. They're two sisters who've been very helpful all week. I know Denise. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? And how long have you been coaching the team?
For about 3 years now.
Well, you should be really proud. They're terrific guys.
These girls started with me from the beginning.
Oh, really?
We started as a club on campus.
Okay.
And we recently became an athletic division team.
Oh, good. Well, the school's lucky to have them and you. And your sister's here with you?
Yes, my sister Fanny she jumped on the coaching squad when I needed her help. And she took on the role, and now she's my assistant coach.
Hey, Fanny.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. You want to say hi to anyone listening?
This is Felician University.
Good.
I think Andrew's listening
yeah,
as well.
Andrew's listening. Now, tell us real quick about Felician University. It's in?
It's in, we have two campuses. We have one in Lodi and one in Rutherford.
Okay, you're obviously from Rutherford.
Why is that obvious?
Well, I mean, the team is. Oh, you're from Lodi.
We have two campuses.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I mean, this squad is from.
Both.
Oh, from both. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't understand.
They take classes on both campuses.
Oh, I see. They go from one to the other.
Yeah,
perfect.
Don't diss Lodi. Danzig is from Lodi.
Okay, I apologize to our fans.
Yeah, you've always been so pro-Rutherford. Always Rutherford.
That's true. Lodi gets
Lodi gets a lot of bad press, but Lodi's great. You know what? I've now come around on Lodi. I've changed my opinion. I've evolved right in front of you. Well, thank you very much for your help on this, and let's meet the girls. And who's next? Who's up first?
We have our captain, Christelle.
Oh, hi, Christelle.
Hi.
Hi. And what are you? What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in medical imaging sciences.
Oh, perfect. Oh, fantastic. Nice. And you want to say hi to anyone listening?
Yes, I want to say hi to my mom, my dad, my sister, and my best friend Shanice.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say hello to Shanice.
And we have our co-captain, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi. How are you?
Vanessa. Good, and how are you?
Fine. What's your major? Do you have a major?
Health administration.
Perfect. And who's listening today?
My mom and dad.
Perfect. Hi.
Hi,
guys.
Hi, Andrew.
We have our second co-captain. Her name is Jaden.
Okay, Jaden. Hi.
Hi. It's Jaden, guys, not Jada.
Okay, Jaden, of course. And then what is your major?
I'm a bio major.
Perfect. And who's listening to you today?
My mom, my grandparents. Hi, Andrew, because I know you're listening. Shout out to Felicia University.
Oh, perfect. And who is this Andrew that everyone keeps
Andrew
mentioning?
Andrew is our athletic director.
Oh, I see. So you're just kissing his butt today. You can't let a moment pass.
This is our very talented tumbler, cartwheeler, Kiara.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I wish we were on TV. We could see it. Hi, Kiara. How are you?
And
fine, thanks. Thanks
she's
for joining us.
She's a senior. She's graduating.
Oh, we're going to miss you very much. And where will you be heading? What have you majored in?
Criminal justice and forensic science.
Okay, ooh. Perfect. Is that pre-law, you think, or no? Okay, and then who is listening? Who do you want to say hi to?
My mom, my dad, my boyfriend, and shout out to Felician University.
And last but not least, we have Anisha.
Hi, Anisha. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're all doing great here. And what's your major? And who's listening today?
So my major is computer science. I'm a junior. And shout out to my mom and brother and Felicia University. Woo!
There you go.
And the last one, she does our social media.
Oh, great.
She controls all of our fans that are out there on our page, Demaye.
Okay, Demaye, I'm going to ask you, if somebody wants to learn more about the school and about your program, how can they find you?
So they can follow us on Instagram at Felician Cheer and Dance, and we also have a TikTok page at Felician Cheer and Dance as well.
I don't understand any of that. Do you, Ken?
I followed
okay.
that.
Okay. And what is your major?
My major is business administration.
And perfect. She is also a senior. She's graduating this
year.
Oh,
good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And who's listening today?
My family, my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I was going to say hi to your mom anyway. So that's covered. Fantastic. Well, we're lucky to have them here. At least I am. Although they're not. Guys, what? Look at the score.
Ken seems like he's half-time. Been winning.
Well, I know. You guys chose the wrong horse to bid on.
Okay, back to the game.
I don't know now. Yeah. Now I'm kind of depressed.
Come
about
on,
it all.
You got 25 minutes.
No,
to catch
I don't
up.
Know. I'm so far behind.
No, you don't.
Wait, I need a cheer, guys. I need a cheer to get me over this, over my slump. What would you do if your team was down by this much at the half? You would somehow find the right words, the right cheer to turn it around, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one, whatever one you just chose.
Be aggressive, be aggressive, B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Be aggressive, be aggressive, B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Let's go!
Go Golden Falcons!
No, wait, now what are they? Wait, what did you spell?
They said be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Oh, and they spelled it for you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice of them. Okay, be aggressive.
Are
that's
you ready
gonna
to be more aggressive now?
I don't know how in this game to be more aggressive. I should be smarter.
Well, you should talk smack to me.
You mean know? to try to rattle you?
Yeah, rattle me.
I thought bringing cheerleaders in would be all I would need.
Hi.
I can't believe it's not enough.
Hi, you're on
to
the air.
Rattle you.
I got a question.
Okay.
Two famous actors. First one is Ken Osmond. Do you know?
No.
Role?
Nope. Don't know him.
Okay,
know.
So he played Eddie Haskell in Leave It to the Beaver.
Oh, okay.
Love Eddie Haskell.
Okay.
Okay, and the other guy is Frank Bank, and he played Lumpy Rutherford.
Oh, in Leave It to Beaver?
Yep. Same
okay,
show.
Wait, and what was the first name?
Ken Osmond.
Okay.
Played Eddie Haskell.
Okay.
And the other one is Frank Bank.
Frank Bank,
Lumpy.
I believe, died first because I believe Eddie Haskell died recently. I think that rings
a bell.
Yeah,
I recall Eddie Haskell dying recently.
So I would say.
Right, yeah. Frank Bank died in 2013 and Eddie Haskell 2020.
And who from that original cast is still around, has survived to tell the story?
Beaver is still alive, isn't he?
Jerry Mathers.
Yeah, Jerry Mathers.
I don't think anybody really.
Did Jerry Mathers pass?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe no, because he was grieving his brother on TV.
If anyone is near Jerry Mathers, please put a mirror under his nose, and we'll know for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Ken and Andy.
Okay.
Thanks.
So
no point there.
Well, we each get a point. Is what happens.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Hey guys, it's 7-3. Aren't you embarrassed to be with me?
No.
I'm a load.
They're loyal, Andy.
No.
They're loyal.
I'm a load. Who would have thought the toad would beat the load?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes,
yes
you are.
You are.
Who died first? Who are your two dead celebs?
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, they died the same day.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Really? You knew that?
That I know, but who died first?
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, but who died first? It's like Huxley Kennedy.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I've got a hint, though. It might not be a good hint.
Okay, I'm going to hear your hint.
John Adams' last words were, "Jefferson survives."
Okay.
That's
true. I remember that. Any Ken Burns fan knows all this stuff.
Are you serious? You knew that?
Yeah.
That John Adams died and said Jefferson survived?
Yes, no. But he was wrong.
Right.
I believe John Adams, I believe
Jefferson
died
first.
Yeah. 5 hours earlier.
Yeah. 5 hours earlier. So we're both right.
Yeah.
You win again, Andy.
No, I didn't win. No. I'm treading water.
Thanks, caller.
Okay, I need a cheer. I just need a cheer. Sometimes you need a cheer.
Listen to Andy.
I will, girls.
Get him off your back. Get him off your back. It's Andy's attack.
That's right.
It's Andy's attack.
Get off my back.
It's Andy's attack.
Exactly.
It's Andy's attack. Get him off your back. Get That's him right. off your back.
That's right. Woo! Woo! Thank you, girls. Girls, you are about to see the comeback of the century. The greatest comeback in the history of radio. Woo! It starts now. Let's just take a number of calls. Let's go as fast as
okay.
we can.
Okay, hi, you're on the air.
I'm Phil Bassman, and I love Ken. Two talk show hosts, Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin.
Ooh.
Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin. Who died first? Great, great question.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm just going to have to guess.
Okay, you guess first.
I'm gonna say Merv Griffin died first.
I'm going to say Mike Douglas died first.
Yep, Mike Douglas.
Exactly.
Oh, Andy got to the point.
That's it, girls. Woo! That's it. This is a real Cinderella story. This is the comeback of the century. Okay, I am 3 points down. We have 20 minutes left. Come on, girls, I need your help.
So don't try to rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy.
No way.
You can't rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. So don't try.
Don't even try.
You rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy.
No way.
You can't rock like Andy. You can't rock like Andy. So don't try.
Don't even try.
You rock like Andy.
Yeah.
Woo!
King, you'll just embarrass yourself if you try to rock like Andy.
I think I'm proudly not rocking like you. I'm winning.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a good point. You make a lot of good points.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. He's rocking better than Andy.
I got two celebrities.
Okay, we're ready to go. Two celebrities.
George Harrison and John Entwistle.
George Harrison and John Entwistle from The Who.
The French horn player from The Who.
Who died first? What a good question.
I think George Harrison died first.
Okay, I'll say I need to disagree.
Yeah, to get a point.
I need to get a point. So yeah. I will say John Entwistle died first.
Harrison died a year before.
So wait,
boom!
Answer the question.
Harrison died in 2001.
Harrison died first. So
wait, hold on. Harrison died in 2001. What year did John Entwistle die?
2002.
Hold on.
So 2002 is late.
Hold on, Ken. I'm not going to take your word for it.
It's later than 2000.
Girls. Uh-oh. Girls, which year came first? I'm going to give you 2 years. It's a multiple choice.
Okay.
2001 or 2002?
2001.
Yeah, is that a trick question, Andy?
No, I just.
I have to apologize for my friend Andy here.
Okay, now I believe you. Now I believe you. All right.
Thank you,
caller.
I lost
that point. Okay.
All right.
Girls, you should have said the other one. Girls. Okay, next time I'll be.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I need my girls to back me up all the way.
Yeah, you're going into a look. Election denying territory.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Hi.
I asked one of the girls to go upstairs and rifle through your desk. I hope that's okay. I hope you don't mind.
You're on the air. Have you got two dead celebs?
Yes.
Are they very, very dead?
Sammy Davis Jr. and Jim Henson.
Oh, Jim Henson of the Muppets. Okay, this one I think I have a good shot at. And Sammy Davis.
I think Sammy Davis Jr. died first.
Oh, I'm going to say Jim Henson died first.
Ooh, okay.
Is that your final answer?
That is our final answer.
They died on the same day. Jim Henson died at about 1:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there you go.
Sammy died like 5-something.
Yeah, Jim Henson died in the middle of the night. Yeah, right after midnight. You can't beat that, buddy. Right after midnight. Good luck, buddy, trying to beat that.
Okay, you won.
I did win.
You win.
Hey, guys, I have a point.
Yeah!
Okay, let's hear a little cheer. I'm still 3 points down.
Go! Four! It!
Yeah, you got it!
Go! Four! It! Go for it, you got it, got it! Go for it, you got it! Go for it, you got it, got it! Go for it, you got it! Go!
I'm gonna do that.
It.
I'm gonna go for it.
Go! Four! It!
I'm gonna do that. Now I'm inspired. Now I'm fired up.
All right. What's the score?
I'm going to take their advice. I'm going to go for it. The score is 9-6.
9-6. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Can I catch up?
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
I've got a score on this. I've got a score on this call.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hey. Love the show.
Thanks very much. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does. It does.
And the cheer team is the bomb.
They are the bomb.
Really?
He means the good kind of bomb. I'm pretty sure.
The shizzle, yeah.
The shizzle, yeah, the shizzle. Yeah.
I got a couple for you.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Alexander from the Stooges or Sid Vicious?
Wait, Sid Vicious, and when which Stooge was Dave Alexander? He was the bass player. The bass player from the Stooges.
Or Sid Vicious. I remember when Sid Vicious died.
I bet it's one of these trick ones. I bet they died on the same day. I bet it's another one like that. I'm going to guess.
No.
I think Sid Vicious died first.
Well, I'm going to have to go for the point and say Alexander.
So, you.
I say Dave Alexander died first.
I say Sid Vicious died first.
Okay, so do I reveal?
Yes, now you reveal. Turn your cards over.
Hey, Andy, you got it.
There it is.
Oh.
Dave Alexander was 75. Sid Vicious was 79.
Oh, 75. Man. Dave Alexander died really early. Jeez.
He died too young. Too young. The basis for the Stooges. We lost him too young. Okay, girls, do you have one for us?
Okay. Go Mets.
Okay. Go Mets. Okay. You're going to love this one, Ken. Listen, we've been working on this
Andy,
all night.
Keep it pumping. Hey.
Keep it pumping.
You know what's up.
You know what's up.
Keep it pumping.
I'm going to keep it pumping.
Hey, you know what's up.
Okay.
G-O, let's go. Hey,
that's
hey,
right.
Hey, Andy.
Well done.
Keep it pumping.
I'm going to keep it pumping.
Hey, you know what's up.
I'm going to do that.
Andy.
I know what's
keep
up.
Keep it pumping.
I'm going to keep it pumping.
Hey, you know what's
yep.
up.
Okay.
G-O,
yep.
Let's go.
Yep.
Hey, Andy.
Thank you, girls. I'd have a better shot of catching up if it weren't for the damn cheers. They're eating the clock.
Yeah, it's 9-7.
I know. I need to go. We got to get some more calls.
I think you should talk to.
No, no. I need some calls. It's the only way to catch up.
You should talk to Crystal. She's the captain of the squad.
I know. Yeah. She's the best.
Yeah. Ask her what it's like to
Christelle,
be the captain.
Christelle. They're correcting your pronunciation.
Christelle. Sorry.
Christelle. No. I don't have time. Girls, I just don't have time. I've got to score it. Look, the clock is ticking.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
It's the last quarter.
Can
I'm down by
two.
Here we go. Yep, you got through.
I need this
point.
Oh, hi,
hey,
Heather.
Oh, hey, Heather. Great job. Hey, it's our producer that found
what?
You. Say hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Thank you. These girls really are having fun, and it's all thanks to you.
Oh, cool.
Now,
That's so exciting.
Do you have two celebrities for us?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm scared. Go ahead.
Should I go ahead?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here's my celebrities. Jane Russell or Annette Funicello?
Oh, Jane Russell.
Oh, Jane Russell. Okay.
Okay, Jane Russell, who, you know, was in Marilyn Monroe movies and musicals. And Annette, you know who had a crush on Jane Russell? My old man, my dad.
I do.
Oh, you do too. And Annette Funicello from, she was a Mouseketeer.
Yeah, and she was in all those Beach Blanket Bingo
movies.
She
must have been younger than Jane Russell. I'm going to say Jane Russell died first.
Well, I'm going to have to say Annette Funicello then.
Okay, and what, do you know the answer, Heather?
Okay, that would be, Andy, Jane Russell was 2011.
That's it.
Annette was 2013.
That's how you do it. Hey, guys, I'm catching up. I'm 1 point behind. I need another cheer. Oh, my gosh. I'm 1 point down. This really is exciting.
Hey, thanks, Heather. And thanks for booking the Felician University cheer dance team for
us. Okay. Don't mention it. Have a great time.
You too.
Okay, thanks,
you.
Heather.
Bye-bye. Okay. Ready?
Get high.
get high.
Do it high. High, Andy, let's fight.
Yeah.
H-Y-P-E, hype is what you ought to be. Get yeah. high.
Get high.
Do yes. it high. High, Andy, yes. let's fight.
All right.
Oh, okay. Hey, the get high part, you know, Ken really appreciated that. That was a special thing for Ken, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, no,
a
little I like
special
that.
Cheer for Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, that was a cheer you can do before you get high.
Yeah.
And
it's 9 to 8.
Okay, and the girls have a quick question for me.
Oh, good. Take your time.
Okay, no, I got
to take
okay.
all the time in the world.
Oh, this is for a point. Oh, the girls have a trivia question.
Ah, okay.
Okay, you have two celebrities. And you know, and they're both deceased, mm-hmm. and you know when they passed.
Okay,
yes.
You know who died first.
Okay, you know who right? died first. Oh no, okay. I won't know any of these references.
Okay.
You got this.
Okay,
baby.
I do.
So,
who died first? Pop Smoke or P&B Rock?
Who died first? Pops. Okay, these are, I guess, entertainers that I've never heard of. Pop Smoke.
They're
R&B artists. Oh, they're R&B artists. Or what's the second one?
P&B Rock.
Yes.
Well, if you were fans of theirs, I'm sorry for your loss. I know it probably bummed you out when you heard. P&B Rock. Ken, have you heard of either of them?
I'm going to say P&B Rock died first.
Well, I'm going to say Pop Smoke died first because I need this point. And
yeah!
Who? Yeah, that's me!
Oh, no, it's tied.
I tied it up. I'm so sorry. I remember where I was when I heard that Pops, when we lost Pops.
Where were you?
It was a day like any other. I was on Route 80. I had to pull over. I was so shaken. I got to stay off Route 80. That's bad luck. Okay, girls, it's tied. You did it. This is the comeback. You know what I should do? I should get the lead on the next call and then stall, right? Would you just do cheers and cheers and cheers until we run out of time? That's my new strategy. I got to get the lead. Okay, let's take a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Lee Atwater or John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, great one. Lee Ooh. Atwater, the political operative. Hold on. Wait. Oh, that's a good one. John Wayne Gacy. Wait, was he executed or did he die in prison? Wait, don't tell me. Oh.
He must have been executed.
This guy, Lord, this John Wayne Gacy. Well, I guess neither one is a big hero, but I would say John Wayne Gacy, he was more problematic.
Yeah, I'd say John Wayne Gacy
they
died
found
first.
Like, they found like 12 bodies under his floor. Yeah, and that he's bad news. I don't know how many
You're
bodies they
the
found.
Answer.
How many bodies did they find under Lee Atwater's floor?
I'm going to say John Wayne Gacy.
I'm going to say Lee Atwater just to try to get the point. Lee Atwater died first.
Again, Andy is number one.
Whoa! Yeah! How you okay, now we go.
Painter outlived him by 3 years. Go,
3 years. That is the funniest combination ever. Lee Atwater for John Wayne Gacy. It's coincidentally, Ken has both posters up in his room. Okay, so now, girls, we go into stall mode. You know when a basketball team's ahead and they just start dribbling, right? They slow the game down. That's where we are now. We're slowing the game down. So let's have a real long cheer, a slow cheer. Do it in slow motion. Here we go.
Every time Andy comes around,
that's right.
You know how he get down.
Yep.
He stays untouched.
Yes.
So, he's always ready. He's always ready.
I'm always ready.
He's always ready. He's always ready.
I love this cheer.
Every time
I hope it never ends.
Around, you know how we get down. He stays untouched. So,
I stay untouched.
He's always ready. He's always
I'm always ready, Ken.
He's always ready. He's always ready.
Okay. If you're just in the end, we're falling on the ball. We're running out the clock, but we do have to take a call. I can't stall forever.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, talk. Hey, where
yes,
are you? Hi, what's your name? Wait, first off,
replay on that Pop Smoke P&B Rock question.
Oh no!
I believe we have a wrong answer on that.
Oh
I
no! This caller saying
passed away after.
This caller's saying Pop Smoke passed away after.
No.
No.
Passed away after.
Oh, I wish you were here. These girls would teach you a lesson.
Passed away first.
Okay, Pop Smoke said February 19th.
Just passed away. He was one of the new up and coming artists.
Wait, who did I say died first?
You went with Pop Smoke.
It's making hip hop.
Okay, Pop Smoke died February 19th, 2020 in L.A.
Okay. Oh, in L.A.
At the Waffle House. The chicken and waffle.
L.A. is 3 hours. It's 3 hours before us, so factor that in.
But P&B Rock died in, like, probably, oh, my God, maybe 90s or something like that.
No, no, P&B Rock died 2022. You are mistaken, sir.
Okay, you guys were right. You see, girls, we can't control who calls or who we let through. He was trying to screw with our heads.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still up one, and I guess have we stalled long enough? Do we have to take a call?
We got
to
take a call.
Oh, Ken, you're merciless.
Hi, you're on the air.
Love the cheerleaders. Can't believe I got through.
Oh, thank you. Hey, where are you calling from?
Just give us your two celebs. From? Give us your two celebs.
And what did you do all day? What kind of job do you do?
Boris Karloff.
Where were you born?
Boris Karloff or who?
Peter Lorre.
Oh, Peter Lorre or Boris Karloff?
Karloff or Peter Lorre.
Okay, I'm going to say these are two actors. I'm going to say Peter Lorre died first. Do you want to go for the point, Ken?
I'm going to say Boris Karloff died first.
Oh, I said Peter Lorre, and Ken said Boris Karloff.
I'm afraid Andy's got it.
That's how you do it. Exactly. I think my lead is insurmountable.
I don't know how insurmountable it is.
Wait, hold on.
I need to get the next two right
now. No,
wait.
We have to meet our cheerleaders. We have to say hi. So go around and tell us your name and what your major is. And, if you have a shout out.
We did that already.
We did?
Yeah, we did that.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They have some more shout outs.
Co-captain Vanessa.
Who else do you want to shout out to?
Shout out to Mr. David Crawford. Mr. Felician.
They forgot to shout out to David Crawford. Hey, who else? You must think. Think somebody else.
Missy Elliott.
Yes, Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, if you're listening.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure he was.
University.
I'm sure she is.
October.
Okay, let's give Ken one last chance. Okay, go ahead.
The men's basketball team.
Yes.
The men's basketball team. All the volleyball. They're playing tonight.
Listen to them. Captain, the crew is mutinying. Captain, they're just... Captain, this is now Ken's nightmare scenario where everyone is talking at once. All right, we're going to give Ken one last chance. Come on, Ken, we'll take two more calls.
I need two more calls.
I know you do, to tie it up.
Yep. Hi, you're on the air.
I'll let you go, Ken.
Sounds like stalling going on.
Yeah, exactly. We're stalling. Go ahead. Two more calls, real quick. Who are the celebrities? Yes.
James Brown. Chuck Berry.
James Brown or Chuck Berry? Ken, I'll let you. I defer to you.
James Brown died first.
Okay, I'll take the other one, Chuck Berry. Who died first?
James Brown died first, right?
James Brown, yep.
All right, okay. I get the point.
Oh,
thank you.
You got the point. Oh, no, this is the last call, and Ken is 1 point behind.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, Walter Mondale.
Hold on.
Or Geraldine Ferraro?
Well, they ran together. They were on the ticket together.
Jeez.
Walter Mondale
or Geraldine
Ferraro. Okay, I know. Okay, I believe Geraldine Ferraro passed first.
I'm going to say Mondale.
Okay, if you saw in 2008 during the primaries, she was so in for Hillary and so viscerally against Obama, you knew Geraldine Ferraro was not going to live through the whole Obama administration.
Oh, so there she passed. And I know Mondale passed
recently. 2011, Mondale 2021.
There it is. Okay, that's another point.
All right, congratulations, Andy.
Hey, guys, we won! And that's the end of our show. You guys have been fantastic. You guys were my secret weapon. And we should have them back during the marathon.
Yeah, we've been joined tonight by the Felician University cheer dance team. You can get more information about Felician University at felician.edu. Thank you to Christelle, Vanessa, Jaden, Kiara, Anisha, and Demaye.
Who did we forget?
The two coaches.
Denise and Fanny and Heather. And Jeremiah, who does our newsletter.
Thanks to Heather for the booking. Great booking job. And thanks, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
And for you kids listening, it's, I think, a great lesson in life. The load beat the toad. So there's, you can.
So what's the moral there?
Loads beat toads. That's the moral.
Okay.
I don't know what else you could bring from it.
We're also in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, cheer dance team. Go Golden Falcons. And stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. Okay.
Tell Andy your sins, go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, and these days you probably do, call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for. Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Jump and the good times roll. Let the pleasure pop. Now let's take a stroll.
Light up.
Let's all get mellow.
Light up.
You're smoking your eyes.
Light up.
Get hip, I say, fella.
Light up.
Say, what is this jive?
Light up.
Let's all get ready.
Light up.
I know how you feel.
Light up.
Now don't be a Freddy. You'll find what I mean in any old field.
Pop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Blow.
8, 9, 10, and then 11.
Torch up.
Now get your day going.
Flames up.
I'm saying that's the thing.
Light up.
Don't let that man get you. Just pop on your cig and blow the smoke ring.
They serve you coleslaw, chopped up finer than a bale of straw. When you crunch and gnaw, a bunch of coleslaw keeps you chewing like a crosscut saw. Exercise your jaw by eating coleslaw, best old goodness that you ever saw. You can break no law by wanting coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. It can't be beat. Just a simple southern treat is fine with me, or with anything you eat. Your chops flip-flop, you're enjoying every drop. Your teeth go bop, you'll never stop. Yes, in Arkansas, they serve you coleslaw. That's good strategy without a flaw. It's a cinch to draw a plate of coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw.